Like a complete stereotype, it started at a Christmas party. Even though we had both been extremely inebriated, it was still the best sex I have ever had. So afterwards, we had jumped each other a few times per year. Or 10, perhaps. Even though Patrick was a family man and I had no other serious relationships. Because it was all about sex between me and Patrick. No emotions, no strings. And our relationship, if it even deserved to be called that, stopped quite naturally when I quit working at the hotel. Shortly after starting my new job, I met the love of my life, Michael, and now we live together. I genuinely hadn't thought about Patrick in the last year. My life had been hectic and exciting with my new job, and with wonderful, wonderful Michael. But my body hadn't forgotten about Patrick. Definitely not. For a fraction of a second, it remembered the wild and crazy sessions, the orgasms I had with him. Fortunately, my co-workers thought my shortness of breath was the result of a bad meeting with my boss. The meeting really was quite awful. I sent a slightly angry message back to Patrick. Or maybe it was a fun kind of angry, if such a thing exists. "Bad Patrick, you just cost me a pay rise." He replied instantly, with a crying emoji, writing, "Should I be punished?" I don't know why I did it. Maybe it was a force of habit because we had always sent each other dirty messages. Maybe it was because today had developed into something other than serious meeting day. Either way, I went into the bathroom and took a picture of my butt with a raised hand next to it, as though it were about to be smacked. I sent him that picture and a text saying, "You deserve a spanking, you naughty boy."